From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
What a blessing it is to be up here. Thank you all so much for your presence this morning. I know that you're in for a great program. I'd like to thank Bart Starr Jr. and your family for this tremendous honor. My family and I are so humbled by this. And all of you up here on stage, and many of you former Bart Starr Award winners that I met, you know, I felt like I needed to get my autograph pad out this morning while we were in the green room. What an honor it is to be a part of this family now. Thank you guys tremendously. I'd like to briefly thank my family, my wife, Shahzad, and my son, Jeremiah, who's probably somewhere running around this hotel. He's 14 months old, so he's finding his way. But there's one thing I'd like to leave you guys with as I go, and you'll see some more of my face later. But, you know, we celebrate this Bart Starr Award, and, you know, I know my name is attached to it this year, but there's two things that I need you to understand. The first thing is it's only by God's grace and what his son Jesus did on the cross that I'm able to stand up here. If there's nothing else that you know about me, I want you to understand that everything that I am is because of what he's done in my life.
Matthew Slater, with the Super Bowl 51 champion New England Patriots and the 2017 recipient of the Bart Starr Award. The Athletes in Action Bart Starr Award was created to honor the NFL player who best exemplifies outstanding character and leadership in the home, on the field, and in the community. The award is named after Bart Starr, who, in addition to being in the NFL Hall of Fame, was selected as MVP in Super Bowls 1 and 2. Starr is an individual of impeccable character who has served his family and community faithfully through the years and is a role model for athletes and business persons alike. Nominees are gathered from the public relations directors of each NFL team, the past winners of the Bart Starr Award, the Athletes in Action pro staff working with the NFL teams, and Bart Starr. Ballots are sent to each team and voting takes place at the same time as the Pro Bowl selection. In 1988, Athletes in Action held its first Super Bowl breakfast at Super Bowl 22 in San Diego. I'm Johnny O. Hansen Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the 30th Super Bowl Breakfast, featuring the Bart Starr Award with Matthew Slater, Jackie Slater, James Brown, and Tony Dungy, In Black America.
You know, I'm here for a lot of reasons. This is one of the most important. But I do have a problem with the city of Houston that I'm gonna have to complain about when I get back home. And, you know, they got a ragweed here that I grew up with in Mississippi. Always cause my allergies to act up. And so you have to excuse me if you see me wiping my eyes. You know, I'm very proud of my son, obviously, and I do want you to know that as I sat up here and I listened to these men, I watched all of these men come into the National Football League that were on this podium today, and I played during the times that they played. I watched them come in. And to sit here and listen to those guys talk, and to know that sitting right over there is my youngest son, David, Matthew's brother, his good friend, AJ. And right over there at that table is my son Matthew's nephew and his niece, Shalee, sitting right over there listening to these people. I mean, young people listening to people who are my heroes. My family listening to that is very important. And I love you guys for all you've done.
Jackie Slater, former NFL offensive tackle and Hall of Famer with the Los Angeles and St. Louis Rams. The New England Patriots probably didn't know what a treasure they were signing when they chose Matthew Slater with the 153rd pick of the 2008 NFL Draft, but it's a decision they haven't likely regretted. For the past six seasons, Slater's teammate has elected him captain on special teams, where his stellar performance has named him to the Pro Bowl each year. Consider this, Slater never started a single game while in college, but has led the Patriots in special teams tackles three straight seasons, in 2010, 2011, and 2012. In 2013, he came in second due to injury. And in 2014 and 2015, he led the team. Slater's father, Jackie Slater, received the Bart Starr Award in 1996, making the Slaters the first father-son duo to ever win the award. During Super Bowl 51 week, there were a number of events that took place, but none so special than the Bart Starr Award at the Athletes in Action Super Bowl Breakfast. The Bart Starr Award is presented annually to the NFL player who best exemplifies outstanding character and leadership in the home, on the field, and in the community. During this program, we present highlights of the 30th Super Bowl Breakfast.
For more than 20 years, James Brown has been America's favorite NFL studio host. The current host of the NFL Today on CBS, Thursday Night Football on CBS and the NFL Network, and Inside the NFL on Showtime. The man known as JB is a three-time Emmy Award winner. He has hosted the Super Bowl 8 times, and in 2010 was named the best studio host of the decade by SI.com. JB also serves as a special correspondent for CBS News and contributes to various programs such as 60 Minutes and CBS This Morning. Ladies and gentlemen, your master of ceremonies, JB, James Brown.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so very much. What an outstanding turnout to the 2017 Super Bowl Breakfast Bart Starr Award. It's a pleasure to be here. Let me just say very quickly that as I was coming in, I was so excited to see so many strong, good-looking people this early in the morning, except I did hear a little conversation with a young fellow talking to his dad, and he says, "Dad, look here. Didn't you tell me that the godfather of soul, James Brown, died a few years ago?" And his father said, "No, his good friend Tony Dungy is very close to Jesus, so he raised him from the dead to be here this morning." So thank you so very much. Coach also helped me to understand, because I didn't play the game of football, so, but I do know that the words Omaha, Omaha indicate an audible. And in the tradition of the great Peyton Manning, of course, a quarterback who helped Coach, along with Coach helping him to win the Super Bowl, last year's Super Bowl champion, the Denver Broncos, sometimes you have to call an audible, and that's exactly what we're going to do this morning. This year's Bart Starr Award recipient, special teams ace, Matthew Slater from the New England Patriots, is part of a game, I guess, that's being played tomorrow. So he's playing in a game tomorrow, and he has to be at a team meeting shortly. So as the Patriots are in the final stages of their preparation for tomorrow, the team schedule will not allow him to stay with us this morning. However, showing his commitment to all of you, he did drop by to say hello before he heads to team meetings, where he's due there at 8:45. It starts in just about 35 minutes. So ladies and gentlemen, say a quick hello to the recipient of the 2017 Bart Starr Award. That would be Mr. Matthew Slater.
Well, I'd like to start out by apologizing that I have to be in and out. I do have some important things, I guess, to attend to tomorrow. But what a blessing it is to be up here. Thank you all so much for your presence this morning. I know that you're in for a great program. I'd like to thank Bart Starr Jr. and your family for this tremendous honor. My family and I are so humbled by this. And all of you up here on stage, and many of you former Bart Starr Award winners that I met, you know, I felt like I needed to get my autograph pad out this morning while we were in the green room. What an honor it is to be a part of this family now. Thank you guys tremendously. I'd like to briefly thank my family, my wife, Shahzad, and my son, Jeremiah, who's probably somewhere running around this hotel. He's 14 months old, so he's finding his way. But there's one thing I like to leave you guys with as I go, and you'll see some more of my face later. But, you know, we celebrate this Bart Starr Award, and, you know, I know my name is attached to it this year, but there's two things that I need you to understand. The first thing is it's only by God's grace and what his son Jesus did on the cross that I'm able to stand up here. If there's nothing else that you know about me, I want you to understand that everything that I am is because of what he's done in my life. And secondly, you know, I don't believe in self-made men. never have. I have people that have supported me and held me up over the years, my parents, Annie and Jackie, now my wife, many of my friends and family here. There is no such thing as a self-made man. And as I said, it's God who's placed people in my life over the years that have poured into my life and molded me and made me, you know, achieve and dream bigger than I ever thought I could. So I'd like to thank those people right now. Again, my Lord and Savior. And I hope you guys have a great morning. Thanks again.
The word special is not often used to describe a man. But in the case of Matthew Slater, the word fits. Over his 9 seasons in the NFL, Slater has established himself as one of the finest special teams players in the league. The New England Patriots standout has been selected to 6 consecutive Pro Bowls and has been named first team All-Pro 4 times. He is also special to his teammates, who have selected him as a team captain for the past 6 seasons. For his career, Slater has totaled 127 special teams tackles. He's also returned kicks, contributed at wide receiver, and even started games at safety, all demonstrating his team-first approach. Such selflessness is the same reason Slater is seen as special in the community. He gives back through the Patriots Charitable Foundation and volunteers with numerous children's ministries. He works with the United Way to recruit volunteers, has assisted Samaritan's Purse, and helped East Coast hurricane victims, all part of his efforts that have touched thousands of lives. Truly a special man, Matthew Slater is the recipient of the 2017 Bart Starr Award.
And Tony, I know you have some words as well.
Yes, Corwin called me a while back when they had the voting, and it's done by the players, as you heard, and just very, very awesome. And he told me, you know, Matthew is going to win this award and I'd like to have you help present the award again. I said, that's fantastic. Guy who plays on special teams, who can dominate a game without ever touching the ball, is very rare. And you saw being elected captain of this is a great football team and the respect that his teammates have for him. So I said, oh, that's awesome. What a well-deserved award. Corwin said, there's only one problem. You know, the presentation to the winner is always at the end. It's the climax of the breakfast. But the Patriots have an 8:45 meeting, and Matthew won't be able to be there. I said, well, let me make a phone call. I said, let me see what I can do. We've got to get this going. So I picked up the phone, and I called my partner at NBC, Rodney Harrison. I said, Rodney, you're close to Coach. You know how big this is. Now, I'm not asking you to have him change the 8:45 meeting. You guys have won a lot of Super Bowls with the 8:45 meeting. But just ask him if Matthew can be a little bit late so he can accept this award. Dead silence on the phone. He said, as much as I love you, I'm not making that call, and I wouldn't advise you to make that call. So we thought, well, we knew the next best thing. How could we present Matthew to you and still do it at the end? Corwin had an idea. The fathead, we said, no, that's not quite the best way to do it either. So we said, how about his dad, Jackie Slater? And before Jackie comes up, I want to just tell you one story about him. We could have had Jackie up here as a past winner with these men. And just how Aeneas talked about Gil Bird, I could tell you the same story about Jackie Slater. 1977, I was a rookie player with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jackie had been in the league a couple of years. I went to the athletes conference as a rookie player. Jackie Slater was one of the people there, and he talked about being a leader, being a Christian example on his team, what it's like to be a husband and do things the right way, and it had an impact on me as a young rookie. And that was 1977. 19 years later, he's still playing in the league and won the Bart Starr Award as a 20-year veteran in the league. That's the kind of impact he had over that 20-year career. And now, Jackie and his son Matthew, the only father-son combination in history to win this award, we're going to have Jackie Slater come and accept for Matthew.
You know, I'm here for a lot of reasons. This is one of the most important. But I do have a problem with the city of Houston that I'm going to have to complain about when I get back home. And, you know, they got a ragweed here that I grew up with in Mississippi. Always caused my allergies to act up. And so you have to excuse me if you see me wiping my eyes. You know, I'm very proud of my son, obviously. And I do want you to know that as I sat up here and I listened to these men, I watched all of these men come into the National Football League that were on this podium today. And I played during the times that they played. I watched them come in. And to sit here and listen to those guys talk and to know that sitting right over there is my youngest son, David, Matthew's brother, his good friend, AJ. And right over there at that table is my son Matthew's nephew and his niece, Shalee, sitting right over there listening to these people. I mean, young people listening to people who are my heroes. My family listening to that is very important. And I love you guys for all you've done. I have a couple special people here, my wife, her brother, my daughter-in-law, two very good friends, Vince Ferragamo and Tony Wiley from the Houston Texans, and Ferragamo, the first quarterback that took the Rams to the Super Bowl. I'm delighted that they would come out and share this special day with my family. And I would tell you that, you know, Matthew, I always kind of knew that he was going to be a competitor. I just didn't think he would be a football player. I thought he was going to be too small. I always have felt that the game is a big man's game, and a good big man is always better than a good little man. Excuse me, for all of you little guys. But I can tell you I had an indication that my son Matthew was going to be a competitor because my first parent-teacher conference, Miss Armstrong, he was in pre-kindergarten over at the church preschool, and she called me and she said, "I need to speak to you, Mr. Slater. I'm having a problem with Matthew." And I'm thinking, "Oh my God, what has the kid done?" You know, so I go in and I sit down with Miss Armstrong. She said, "You know, when the kids go out to the playground, you know, the boys will pick the ball up and run with the ball, and Matthew will go and, you know, he'll tackle them down. And you know, it's concrete out there, and we don't want to get anybody hurt." And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, that ain't bad. She said, the problem is when the girls pick up the football and they run with it, he goes and tackles them to the ground as well. So you need to, if you can help me with that, then we're going to alleviate that problem. Now, all the time that I'm playing pro football, my wife never said one time, "Dad is going to play football." She always said, "Dad is going to work. Dad has got to go to work. Dad is going to work. Dad's got to go to work." And so when I sit Matthew down, feeling pretty good about the fact that I got to convince him not to be tackling girls and all that, I sit him down and I said, "Matthew," I said, "you know, Mr. Armstrong told me the story, you got to, you can't be tackling them down." And he sit there, he was about 4 and a half, he sit there and he shook his head. He was listening to every word I said. And when I got done, he's like, he was waiting on me to finish. He looked up at me and he said, "Dad, it's my job. It's my job." I said, "No, it is not your job. It's my job. You got to stop tackling the girls." I can't tell you how I feel right now. And I will share with you my favorite verse is Romans 8:28. It says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose." And I think the reason why that verse means so much to me is because I have found in my life, in my adult life, that all things aren't always good, and that all things aren't always perfect, and all things sometimes is clouded with a lot of mistakes. And I would just like to encourage you, you know, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is a growing and a thriving thing. It's something that you will never lose. That thinking, reasoning, rationalizing part of our being is never going to cease to exist. And it's going to go someplace. And God says that he's concerned about that part of us. And so on behalf of my son, on behalf of my wife Annie, sitting right here, we've been married 40 years. And she's... She is easily the best thing that ever happened to me. And gave me two beautiful boys. And on behalf of her and all the work she put into raising my son, thank you, babe. On behalf of her and myself, thank you so much, and I accept this award for my son.
There's no question. We know that you and your wife are very proud of your son. We're going to truncate the program. We've got just a few minutes remaining, but it would not be appropriate without hearing what your son told our crew earlier this week when he got the award. Matthew Slater.
Well, good morning, all. I so wish that I could be there with you all this morning to receive this award. I'm so humbled by this whole experience. But again, my apologies for not being able to be there with you this morning. As I sit here and think about being the 2017 BART Star Award recipient, there are so many things that come to mind. But first and foremost, as we get started here, I feel like that I need to say thank you. I need to say thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for it is through his mercy and grace that I am able to sit here and receive this award on this great day. God has been good to me, and I want to acknowledge that. I'd also like to thank the Starr family. What a tremendous family they are. Mr. and Mrs. Starr, BART Starr Jr. I'm so humbled to have learned more about your story over the past several weeks. Secondly, I'd like to thank my mother and father, Annie and Jackie Slater, who are there this morning. Without them and their guidance, I would not be here. The two of you have given myself and my brother David the greatest example of what it looks like to be two people submitted to Christ and committed to one another. They themselves have been married 40 years, and I'm just so proud to call you Mom and Dad. Dad, to you especially, to be able to share this award with you, it means so much to me. Ultimately, the man that I've looked up to the most in my life, a man that I can go to when I need anything. So thank you, Dad. And then to my beautiful wife, Shahzad, and my little baby boy, Jeremiah. Shahzad, when you came into my life, you challenged me to be a better man in so many ways. You inspired me to be greater, to do better, and I thank you for that. You are the love of my life. And little Jeremiah, I know you'll be in there watching this right now and probably looking for some food or something like that, but be a good boy, listen to Mom. But my son has given me a new purpose in life, a new motivation. He keeps me accountable without even knowing it, so thank you, son. And then to my brother, David, who's there as well, who's really the glue of the Slater family, who's really a guy who's been so humble, been so gracious with everything that my dad and I have accomplished. He's handled it better than anyone I know could have. So thank you all. And there are many people along the way that I'd like to thank that I can't mention by name, but I'll let you know who you are, and I'd just like to say thank you for your support, for investing in me, for believing in me, for your love over the years. This journey started for me back in Los Angeles, California, at the University of California, Los Angeles. It didn't start off the way many people would see it, would expect it to. I was a kid who never started a game in college, who had a lot of injuries, a lot of adversity, and here I am, fast forward 10 years into my NFL career, and people will say, well, wow, how did he get here? Never started a game, end up getting drafted, and now this. Well, I think there's one reason for that, and that's the grace of God in my life. He's really shown me a great deal of grace and mercy. He's allowed me to experience some highs and some lows, but through it all, he's taught me so much. So I'm truly humbled by the journey that I've been on. And And I only hope that as I continue along this journey, I can represent the Star family and my family the way that I feel they deserve to be represented. Again, I'm so humbled by this whole experience. Winning this award and to share it with my father, it really means a great deal to not only myself, but my family. But I think ultimately the lesson here is the power of Christ and what he's capable of doing. For me, it just happens to be football, but I believe that Christ has a plan. If we are willing to submit ourselves to it, he has a plan for each and every one of our lives. And that would be my challenge to everyone there this morning, to consider that person of Christ. Do you know who he is, and do you know what he wants to do for you? Again, I can't emphasize enough what a relationship with Jesus has meant to me as a man. It's given me purpose and hope beyond the game of football, understanding that everything that I do here on earth is ultimately temporary. But one day, I hope to spend eternity with my Lord and Savior. I hope everybody there this morning will take the time to consider who Jesus is and what he wants to do in your life. Again, thank you to so many people, my extended family that are there right now, my family, the Star family. I'm truly humbled to receive this award, and I hope that I can continue to represent myself in a way that you all would be proud. God bless, and thanks again.
We talked about Curtis Martin a little earlier, who has an awesome story that he wanted to share. He's going to share just a five-minute nugget with us, but there's a tremendous backstory that Curtis continued to allude to. So we could bring Curtis Martin up, who wanted to share a little bit of his testimony. Curtis Martin.
Oh, sir, thank you. I know it's been a long morning, but I was asked to share a quick testimony, and so I will be as quick as possible. I was speaking to Hannah McNair yesterday, and I was telling her, we were at an event for domestic violence, and I was talking to her about my experience with it. And I was telling her, I remember at the age of 4, contemplating how I was going to kill my father, because on a daily basis, I would watch him abuse my mother so severely that it would just, and as a 4-year-old, you don't really know how to deal with that.
Curtis Martin, former NFL running back and Hall of Famer. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to your future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.